On a blue background, a glowing pinpoint of light arcs over the light blue outline of a castle with spires and flags. Words appear in a flash. Walt Disney Pictures. The screen fades to black. Now, white and blue titles appear against a shiny background of golden prisms. A Walt Disney feature production. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, adapted from Grimm's Fairy Tales. Copyright 1938, Walt Disney Productions. All rights reserved. A note reads, "My sincere appreciation to the members of my staff whose loyalty and creative endeavor made possible this production." Signed, Walt Disney. More titles. Supervising Director David Hand. Sequence Directors Perse Pierce, William Cottrell, Larry Morey, Wilfred Jackson, and Ben Sharpstein. Supervising Animators Hamilton Lusky, Fred Moore, Vladimir Teitler, and Norman Ferguson. Story Adaptation Ted Sears, Richard Creedon, Otto Englander, Dick Rickard, Earl Hurd, Meryl Damaris, Dorothy Ann Blank, and Webb Smith. Character Designer, Albert Herter and Joe Grant. Music by Frank Churchill, Lee Harline and Paul Smith. Art Directors, Charles Philippi, Tom Kudrick, Hugh Hennessy, Gustav Tengren, Terrell Stapp, Kenneth Anderson, McLaren Stewart, Kendall O'Connor, Harold Miles and Hazel Sewell. Now a large white and gold book rests on a blue velvet cloth. Its title reads, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. The book slowly opens to reveal a page of fancy, colorful writing. It reads, "Once upon a time, there lived a lovely little princess named Snow White. Her vain and wicked stepmother, the queen, feared that someday Snow White's beauty would surpass her own. So she dressed the little princess in rags and forced her to work as a scullery maid." The page turns. Each day, the vain queen consulted her magic mirror. "Magic mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?" And as long as the mirror answered, "You are the fairest one of all," Snow White was safe from the queen's cruel jealousy. Now an animated castle on a steep bluff. We glide to a window on one of its towers. Inside, the wicked queen approaches an oval mirror, hanging between two pillars at the top of some steps. A black cape flows from her shoulders. A golden crown covers her head.
Slave in the magic mirror, come from the farthest space. Through wind and darkness I summon thee. Speak. Let me see thy face.
Through flames a face appears.
What wouldst thou know, my queen?
Magic mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?
Famed is thy beauty, Majesty. But hold, a lovely maid I see. Rags cannot hide her gentle grace. Alas, she is more fair than thee.
Alas for her. Reveal her name.
Lips red as the rose, hair black as ebony, skin white as snow.
Snow White.
Outside, Snow White scrubs a stone staircase. White doves gather around her. Picking up a bucket, she throws water across the step, then saunters to a well. She has short, jet-black hair, a creamy complexion, wide brown eyes, and cupid bow lips adorned with red lipstick. She wears clogs, a neatly tied ribbon in her hair, and a tattered brown dress covered with patches. Following her, the birds land on the stone well as she pulls up another bucket.
Want to know a secret? Promise not to tell?
We are standing by a wishing well. Make a wish into the well. That's all you have to do. And if you hear it echoing, your wish will soon come true. I'm wishing for the one I love to find me today. I'm hoping
And I'm dreaming of the nice things
A handsome prince on a white horse rides up to a nearby wall. Gazing at her, he climbs over.
I'm wishing for the one I love to find me, today.
Oh!
Hello.
Oh.
Did I frighten you?
She runs to the castle.
Wait, please. Don't run away.
Now that I've found you, hear what I have to say.
She peers at him from behind a curtain.
One song, I have but one song. One song, only for you.
She swoons and primps her hair.
One heart. Ever entreating, constant and true.
She looks down from a balcony.
One love that has possessed me. One love really true.
The queen glares at them from a window.
One song my heart keeps singing. Of one love, only for you.
A dove flies from Snow White's hand and lands on his finger. Blushing, it turns bright pink, then pecks his lips and flaps off. From the balcony, Snow White smiles warmly, then closes the drapes. Now the queen with a huntsman.
Take her far into the forest. Find some secluded glade where she can pick wildflowers.
Yes, Your Majesty.
And there, my faithful huntsman, you will kill her.
But, Your Majesty, the little princess!
Silence! You know the penalty if you fail.
Yes, Your Majesty.
But to make doubly sure, you do not fail. Bring back her heart in this.
She holds out a red box with a lock shaped like a dagger cutting through a heart. Now in a meadow. Snow White carries an armful of flowers as the bearded huntsman watches from a nearby hilltop. Stooping to pick more, she spies a tiny bluebird.
Hello there. What's the matter? Where's your mom and papa? Why, I believe you're lost. Oh, please don't cry.
She pats its head. Behind her, the huntsman looks around, slyly.
That's better.
He pulls out his knife.
Your mom and papa can't be far. There they are.
He stalks toward her.
Can you fly? Goodbye.
As she turns, his shadow looms over her. With a trembling hand, he raises his dagger.
I can't do it. Forgive me. I beg you, Your Highness, forgive me.
I don't understand.
She's mad, jealous of you. She'll stop at nothing.
But who?
The Queen.
The Queen?
Up with child. Run. Run away. Hide. In the woods, anywhere. Never come back. Now go. Go! Go!
She quakes with fear, then runs off. In the darkened woods, she fights her way through overgrown leafy branches to a hollowed-out tree with yellow eyes. An owl flies out of the tree. Snow White heads to a cave swarming with bats, then bolts off. Long-limbed branches pull at her dress. Freeing herself, she falls against a thicket of twigs. They turn into hands and grab her. She breaks away and darts to a cave entrance, resembling an evil face. Backing away from it, she plunges down a hole. She drops into a dirty pool of water. Logs turn into alligators and bare their jaws. Dripping wet, Snow White wades to safety, then runs to a clearing. A tree becomes a monster with clawed hands, bright eyes, and a gaping mouth. As she races off, leaves swirl around her. Bats flit above her head. Scary faces loom all around with flashing eyes. As they stare down at her, she spins with dizzying fright. She collapses to the ground. Her arm covers her face. Her shoulders shake with sobs. Light floods the clearing, splashing across her body. In dark crevices, the fiendish eyes grow small and warm. Watching her, they blink with concern. Several rabbits creep toward the light from the darkness. From nearby trees, birds, deer, chipmunks, and squirrels eye the crying princess. She wears a red and brown cape, a yellow skirt, and a dark blue top with puffy red and blue sleeves. The animals peer around rocks, peek over mushrooms, and tiptoe toward her. A tan bunny with pink ears and a white tail crawls over and sniffs her. She raises her head and opens her teary eyes. The animals scatter in all directions.
Please don't run away. I won't hurt you. I'm awfully sorry. I didn't mean to frighten you. But you don't know what I've been through. And all because I was afraid. I'm so ashamed of the fuss I've made. What do you do when things go wrong? Oh, you sing a song.
A bluebird family smiles and nods. The tiny one flies down from the branch and lands on her finger. The bird's parents cringe.
With a smile and a song, life is just like a bright sunny day. Your cares fade away, and your heart is young. With a smile and a song, all the world seems to wake in a new rejoicing.
Birds leap and flap their wings. Buckteeth squirrels and chipmunks chuckle.
I really feel quite happy now. I'm sure I'll get along somehow. Everything's going to be all right.
The animals nod.
But I do need a place to sleep at night. I can't sleep in the ground like you.
Rabbits.
Or in a tree, the way you do.
Squirrels.
And I'm sure no nest could possibly be big enough for me.
Robins.
Maybe you know where I can stay. In the woods somewhere? You do? Will you take me there?
Grabbing her cape with their beaks, several birds pull her forward. Spreading her arms, she smiles with delight. The animals gather around and lead her down a path. Beside a pond with gently rippling water, two squirrels scramble down a trunk and join the group. Tan rabbits and brown chipmunks hop and prance under her feet. Snow White scurries along the grassy path with them at her heels. Later, a deer family leads the group to a hilltop. The father has antlers. The spotted fawn stumbles on its wobbly legs. Snow White stretches, then tiptoes in her high-heeled shoes toward a clearing. The animals pull back leafy tree branches to reveal a small cottage near a bubbling brook.
Oh, it's adorable! Just like a doll's house.
She steps over a log and heads toward it. The animals trot after her. They all skip along a small wooden bridge over the brook, then prance up to the front door. The thatch-roofed cottage is only a little taller than Snow White.
I like it here.
She approaches a dusty window near the door. Wiping the glass clean with her hand, she peers inside curiously. A raccoon cleans the glass with its paw and looks in.
Ooh, it's dark inside.
She steps to the door, fluffs her hair, then raises her fist.
Home?
Bending over, she opens the tiny door.
Hello? May I come in?
She steps through the doorway. As she tiptoes inside, the animals softly tread behind her, on their hooves and furry paws. A green hard-shelled turtle carefully crawls on his webbed feet. The dusty room has wooden floors and a low ceiling, only a few feet above Snow White's head. She studies the house, then comes to a sudden stop. The animals scurry to the exit.
What a cute little chair!
The animals peek back in.
Why, there's seven little chairs. Must be seven little children. And from the look of this table, seven untidy little children.
Stacks of dirty dishes cover it.
A pickaxe. A stocking, too. Oh.
She reaches inside a black pot.
And a shoe. And just look at that fireplace. It's covered with dust.
She blows it onto squirrels and a chipmunk.
Look, cobwebs everywhere. My, my, my. What a pile of dirty dishes.
It's about 4 feet high.
And just look at that broom.
Cobwebs cling to its bristles.
Why, they've never swept this room. You'd think their mother would. Maybe they have no mother. Then they're orphans. That's too bad. I know. We'll clean the house and surprise them. Then maybe they'll let me stay.
She hands her cake to two robins. Carrying it in their beaks, they hang it on a hook.
Now you wash the dishes. You tidy up the room. You clean the fireplace. And I'll use the broom. And cheerfully together we can tidy up the place. So I'm a Mary Jane. It won't take long when there's a song to help you set the pace. And as you sweep the room, imagine that the broom is someone that you love and to.
A deer licks a dirty dish clean.
Oh, no, 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 no. Put them in the tub. When hearts are high, the time will shine. So whistle while you work.
Animals pile dishes into the sink as a deer pumps out water. Using their bushy tails, two squirrels sweep dirt under a rug.
Not under the rug.
Blinking in surprise, they turn and spy a hole in the wall. They eagerly sweep dirt into the gap, then wink to each other. Suddenly, the dust blows out of the hole. The squirrels scurry under the rug as a mouse pops out. He kicks the dirt in their faces. Snow White dusts with a cloth while the animals use their tails. Two squirrels clean under a mug. They run off as it starts to spin. Snow White shakes her dusty cloth out a window. A squirrel hops onto the sill and does the same with its dirty tail. On a beam just under the ceiling, a squirrel winds cobwebs around its tail. A chipmunk with a black stripe along its back tries to pull down a spider's web. It slips, falling into a sock hung on a hook. Another chipmunk rolls a strand of web into a ball like yarn. A red-legged spider slips down the strand and angrily sticks its nose into the animal's face. The chipmunk dashes off. Robins and bluebirds drop bright yellow flowers into a vase on the dinner table. Two smaller birds carry a cloth in through a window. A sharp-beaked bird pierces the bottom, and water spills from the cloth onto the bouquet. The animals drag shoes, socks, and shorts to Snow White. She scoops them up and plops them onto the father deer's back and antlers. A bluebird flies into a green stocking cap, then flits off as she drops the hat onto the deer's head. Finally, she places suspended pants on his stubby white tail. Loaded down with the laundry, he stumbles toward the door and walks out. Outside, raccoons scrub clothes in the pond. The laundry slides down the deer's back into the water. He shrugs a glove off his tail. It lands on a raccoon's head. A chipmunk uses the turtle's tummy as a washing board. The turtle's head bobs with giggles as the chipmunk cleans his shirt. Two birds snatch it away, and the chipmunk tumbles backward, falling into the turtle's shell. Holding the shirt in their beaks, the birds wring it out, then tie it onto a clothesline. The animals continue to clean the cottage as Snow White sweeps the entryway. Now in a mine. Child-sized men dig glittering diamonds out of rocks using sharp pickaxes. They have thick white beards and wear floppy hats.
If you dig, dig, dig with a shovel or a pick.
In a mine, in a mine, in a mine, in a mine,
where a million diamonds shine.
One drives a deer-drawn cart. One miner inspects huge gleaming diamonds with a tiny hammer. He tosses a reject aside. A wide-eyed, baby-faced miner sweeps it into a dustpan with other duds. Beaming, the young sweeper prances to a cliff and throws the rejects over. Taking off his glasses, the older inspector eyes a diamond closely. The sweeper approaches and sticks two shining gems over his eyes. Reflected through the tiny prisms, his eyes seem multiplied. The inspector conks the sweeper on the head, knocking the jewels out. Nearby, a clock strikes five.
Hi-ho! Hi-ho! Hi-ho!
Hi-ho!
Hi-ho! Hi-ho! Hi-ho! It's home from work we go. Hi-ho! 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 It's home from work we go.
The miners march out. The inspector and sweeper fling bags of jewels into a vault. The sweeper locks the door, hangs the key on a nearby hook, then rushes after the others. With their picks slung over their shoulders, they file past a waterfall. Trailing behind, the young sweeper hops after them. Back at the cottage, Snow White holds up a candle and approaches a staircase.
Let's see what's upstairs.
She softly pads up the steps, followed by the animals. Struggling to climb, the turtle slips and lands on his shell. Grabbing his tail, he turns over, then clomps onto a stair with his teeth. Pulls himself up and continues to the next step. On the landing, Snow White opens a door.
Oh, what adorable little bears.
They enter a big bedroom.
And look, they have their names carved on them. Doc, Happy, Sneezy, Dopey. What funny names for children. Grumpy, Bashful, and Sleepy.
I'm a little sleepy myself.
On one of the beds, a family of rabbits stretches and yawns. Snow White collapses across a row of beds. A bluebird flies to a mantel and snuffs out her candle. The room grows dark. Several birds lift a blanket and lay it over the sleeping princess. The fawn naps with its mother. The rabbit snooze against a pillow. On the staircase, the turtle is still climbing, pulling himself up by his jaws. The animals perk up. The animals rush to the stairs. As the turtle reaches the landing, they scramble past him. Following them, he slips and bounces down the stairs. The animals tear out of the house, dashing into the woods. Dwarf miners march to the cottage in single file.
Look!
They all crash into the leader.
Our house! The lit slide! The light slit!
Crouching down, they creep behind tree trunks, then pop their heads out.
Chimney crickets!
The door's open.
Chimney smoking.
Something's in there.
Maybe a ghost
or a goblin.
A demon or a dragon.
Mark my words. There's trouble a-brewing. Felt it coming all day. My corn's hurt. Gosh, that's a bad sign. What'll we do?
Let's sneak up on it.
Yeah, we'll squeak up. Sneak up. Come on, man.
Follow me.
The bespectacled inspector leads the way. Wielding their picks, the others carefully tread behind, with the young sweeper bringing up the rear. They all have round cheeks and red noses. As they slip up to the cottage, the inspector peers through the doorway. They stick their heads through the partially open door. They cautiously enter. Several step over the young sweeper, who lies across the entryway. Rising, he shuts the door. The miners scurry around the room. The young one nods, then shushes his own shadow.
Careful, man. Search every cook and nanny,
hook and granny, crook and fan.
Search everywhere.
They fan out across the room, casting long shadows on the walls. Hidden behind a beam, the bluebird family watches them. Peeping in from outside the cottage, a deer, a rabbit, and two chipmunks leap from a windowsill. Two dwarfs pass by. Then the animals return.
Shh! Quiet!
Look! The floor! It's been swept!
A big-nosed dwarf runs his finger across a chair.
Chair's been dusted. Our window's been washed. Gosh, our cobwebs are missing.
What? Why, the whole place is clean.
There's dirty work afoot.
Sink's empty. Hey, someone stole our dishes.
They ain't stole. They're hid in the cupboard.
My cup's been washed. Sugar's gone.
Someone's cooking. Smells good. Don't touch it, you fools. Might be poison.
Steam spurts out of the kettle.
See? It's witch's brew.
Look what's happened to our stable. The table.
Flowers. Look. Goldenrod.
Don't do it. Take them away. By those. by hay fever. You know I can't stand it.
The others stick their fingers under his nose.
Thanks.
His sneeze stirs up gusting winds. It blows the other dwarfs across the room.
Shh! You crazy fool! Fine time you picked a sneeze.
I couldn't help it. I can't tell. When you gotta, you gotta. I gotta. It's coming.
They jump on him.
Stop!
They tie his beard around his nose.
Thanks.
Shh. Quiet, you fool. You want to get us all killed?
The bluebirds pound their beaks against the beam.
What's that? That's it.
Sounded close. It's in this room right now.
The birds exchange a look. The dwarfs scatter. The sneezing one scrambles into a jug. The young dwarf hides under firewood. The big-nosed dwarf cowers in a potato sack. As the inspector holds a candle, the others come out of their hiding places.
It's up there. Yeah, in the bedroom.
One of us has got to go down and chase it up. Up, down.
Nodding, they all eye the sweeper. He bobs his head eagerly. The others bow toward him, batting their eyes. With a huge grin, the young dwarf looks to see who's behind him. No one's there. He hastily turns and tiptoes toward the door. They grab his coat and pull him back.
Here, take it. Don't be nervous.
Shaking, the inspector hands the young dwarf his candle. The others lead him toward the staircase, then shove him up the steps. He leaps off the creaky stair.
Don't be afraid. We're right behind you.
Yes, right behind you.
The young dwarf gulps. Trembling, he turns and climbs to the landing. At the top of the stairs, he cracks open the bedroom door. Quivering, he sticks his candle into the room. It wavers and shakes in his hand. Wide-eyed, he peers into the darkness. He looks around, then enters the room. Sticking out his tongue, he holds up his candle and tiptoes across the floor. Suddenly, he looks back, then spins around. On the bed, Snow White stretches under a blanket.
Here it comes!
Running out, the young dwarf knocks the others down the stairs. They speed to the exit, leaving him behind. He dashes to the door and tries to pull it open. Outside, the others push against it with all their might.
Shut! Don't let it out!
Hold it shut!
Pulling off the door handle, the young dwarf flies across the room, crash-landing into the cupboard. Covered from head to toe with pots and pans, he rushes out.
Here it comes!
Now's our chance!
Get it!
Holding sticks, they pounce on the young dwarf. Pots and pans fly out in all directions as they batter him.
Hold on there. It's only Dopey. Did you see it?
How big is it? Was it a dragon?
Has it got horns?
Was it breathing fire?
Was it drooling? What was it doing? He says it's a monster asleep in our beds.
It's a cat.
Sleeping.
Yeah,
while he's sleeping. Hurry, man. It's now or never.
Off with his head. Break his bones.
Chop it to pieces.
Goddamn.
Carrying their picks, they march back inside. Dopey, the young dwarf, trots after them. Upstairs, the inspector pops his head into the darkened bedroom, holding a brightly glowing lantern. The others slip in behind him. They slowly tiptoe toward the row of beds. Under the covers, Snow White stretches again. Only the ghostly white sheet covering her can be seen.
Jiminy crickets.
Gosh, gee.
What a monster.
Covers three beds.
Let's kill it before it wakes up.
Which end do we kill?
Shh, shh.
The inspector approaches the beds. The others follow in his footsteps. He stops and gestures for the dwarfs to come forward. Wielding bats and picks, they surround the beds. The inspector carefully reaches for the sheet, then rips it off. Swinging their picks in the air, they suddenly stop. The beautiful Snow White sleeps peacefully, her chest gently heaving.
What is it? Why, it's a girl.
She's mighty pretty.
She's beautiful, just like a angel.
Angel? She's a female, and all females is poison. They're full of wicked wiles.
What are wicked wiles?
I don't know, but I'm agin them.
What's wrong? You wake her up.
Oh, let her wake up. She don't belong here no how.
Look out.
She's moving.
She's waking up.
What do we do?
Hi.
They duck behind the feet of the beds.
Oh, dear. Oh, what are the children?
They peer over the tops of the beds. The dwarfs drop back down, then poke their round pink noses over the beds, one at a time.
Why, you're little men!
They eye each other, then stand with mouths open.
How do you do?
Wide-eyed, they exchange befuddled looks.
I said, how do you do?
How do you do what?
Oh, you can talk! I'm so glad! Now, don't tell me who you are. Let me guess.
She eyes the inspector.
I know. You're Doc.
Why, yeah, that's true.
And you're bashful.
Oh, gosh.
He blushes bright red.
And you? You're sleepy.
Hard to guess.
And you? You're sneezy. Yes, and you must be...
Happy, ma'am. That's me. And this is Dopey. He don't talk none.
You mean he can't talk?
He don't know. He never tried.
Oh, that's too bad.
The big-nosed dwarf glares at her.
Oh, you must be grumpy.
Yeah.
We know who we are. Ask her who she is and what she's doing here.
Yeah. What are you and who are you doing? What are you? Who are you, my dear?
Oh, how silly of me. I'm Snow White.
Snow White?
The princess?
Yes.
Well, my dear princess, we're honored. Yes, we're
mad as hornets.
Mad as hornets. No, we're not. We're bad as cornets. No, as bad as what was I saying?
Nothing. Just standing there sputtering like a doodlebug.
Who's sputtering like a spoodle? Who's a gutter?
Shut up and tell her to get out.
Please don't send me away. If you do, she'll kill me.
Kill you?
Who will?
Yes, who?
My stepmother, the queen.
The queen?
She's wicked.
She's bad.
She's mighty mean. She's an old witch. I'm warning you. If the queen finds her here, she'll swoop down and wreak her vengeance on us.
But she doesn't know where I am.
She don't, eh? She knows everything. She's full of black magic. She can even make herself invisible. I'd be in this room right now.
Dopey checks under Happy's beard. Happy bonks him on the head.
Oh, she'll never find me here. And if you let me stay, I'll keep house for you. I'll wash and sew and sweep and cook.
Cook! Can you make dapple lumpkins? Lumpo dapplings?
Apple dumplings.
Yes, crapple dumpkins.
Yes, and plum pudding and gooseberry pie.
Gooseberry pie!
Downstairs on the fire, the kettle bubbles over. Snow White speeds down the steps and takes the large black pot out of the fireplace. Then she dips a spoon into the steaming soup, blows on it, and tastes the broth. The dwarfs watch from the landing above.
Ah, soup!
As they stampede down the steps, Dopey gets his head caught in the banister. The others leap onto the table, grabbing for the food. Dopey pops his head out and dashes after them. He trips on the bottom step, then hops to the table.
Just a minute. Supper's not quite ready. You'll just have time to wash.
Wash?
Wash?
Wash? Knew there's a catch to it.
Grumpy crosses his arms in a huff.
Why wash?
What for?
We ain't going nowhere.
Tain't New Year.
Oh, perhaps you have washed.
Perhaps we... Yes. Perhaps we have.
But when?
When? When? You said when? Why, last week, recently.
Doc nods heartily.
Yeah. Recently.
Let me see your hands.
They tuck them behind their backs, then take several steps backward as she approaches.
Let me see your hands.
Doc nervously holds out two palms caked with dirt.
Why, Doc, I'm surprised. Come on, let's see them. Oh, bashful. My, my, my. And you?
Sneezy. Happy shows his.
Worse than I thought.
Dopey. Sleepy.
How shocking. Goodness me, this will never do. March straight outside and wash, or you'll not get a bite to eat.
The dwarfs hide their hands behind their backs and blink in surprise. Doc nods toward the door, then marches outside. The other dwarfs plod behind him, one after the other. Grumpy stands with his arms crossed, not budging. Meanwhile, Dopey follows the group. He grins over his shoulder at Snow White, but misses the open door. He walks into the wall behind it. He runs outside on tiptoes. Grumpy scowls. He stands his ground before Snow White.
Well, aren't you going to wash? What's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
Grumpy sticks out his tongue at her. He spins on one foot, crosses his arms, and walks right into the door.
Oh, did you hurt yourself?
He stomps outside. Outside the door, he hops onto an old barrel. Then he yanks up a stalk of grass and chews on it.
Wait a minute.
Courage, men. Courage. Don't be nervous.
The others gather around a wooden tub.
Gosh, it's wet.
Oh. It's cold, too.
We ain't going to do it, are we?
Well... It'll please the princess.
I'll take a chance for her.
Me too.
Her wiles are beginning to work. But I'm warning you. You give them an inch, and they'll walk all over you.
Don't listen to that old warthog. Come on now, man.
How hard do you scrub?
Freak.
Are you digging the tub?
You have to wash where it doesn't show.
No. Don't get excited. Here we go. Step up to the tub. Tain't no disgrace. Just pull up your sleeves and get them in place. Then scoop up the water and rub it on your face and go... Pick up the soap. Now don't try to bluff. Work up a lather. And when you've got enough, get your hands full of water. You snort and you snuff and go... You douse and you souse, rub and scrub, you sputter and splash all over the tub. You may be cold and wet when you're done, but you gotta admit it's good clean fun. So splash all you like, tain't any trick. As soon as you're through, you'll feel mighty slick.
Bunch of old nanny goats, you make me sick going.
Sneezy, sleepy, bashful, and happy stand on either side of the tub. Doc stands at one end. He scrubs their bald heads with a long-handled brush. Dopey ducks, but Doc catches him.
Next thing you know, she'll be tying the beards up in pink ribbons and smelling you up with that stuff called her food.
Now Happy squeezes the soap from his beard. He shakes his head and water flies out. It splashes Doc's glasses. As Dopey lifts his head from the tub, his face stretches out and wobbles like a water balloon. He sticks a finger in his mouth, puffs up his cheeks, and blows. Water streams straight out of both ears. Bashful dries his face with the tail of Sneezy's shirt. Sleepy uses his beard.
A fine bunch of water lilies you turned out to be. I'd like to see anybody make me wash if it didn't water.
Doc frowns and puts on his glasses. He turns to the other dwarfs and gathers them into a huddle. They all stand in a circle and lean in close. Doc points toward Grumpy. Happy peeks over at him and giggles. Dopey peeks too and grins. Now all six of them wander toward Grumpy's barrel, hands behind their backs. They form a circle around him and rock back and forth on their feet.
Get him!
They all jump on Grumpy, smashing the barrel to pieces.
Get him over to the tub! Get him over to the tub! Let me loose, you fools! Let me loose!
As they wrestle Grumpy toward the tub, Dopey lifts Sneezy onto his shoulders. Grumpy kicks and sends them both rolling backwards. Dopey crashes into Doc and grins sweetly at him. Doc throws him off.
Get the soap!
Dopey nods, then trips on his long shirt. Stumbling on all fours like a puppy, he grabs a bar of soap. It slips out of his hands into the air.
Steady, man! We'll get there.
Each time he tries to catch it, it shoots right back up. The soap bonks him on the head and slides across the ground. Dopey's face grows angry, and he crawls toward the soap. As he pounces on the white brick-shaped bar, it slips, then bounces off Doc's bottom and ricochets back into Dopey's mouth. He feels his stomach with both hands. He hiccups a cloud of bubbles into the air. The other dwarfs cover Grumpy with suds and scrub.
Now scrub good and hard. It can't be denied that he'll look mighty cute as soon as he's dry.
When it's good, when it's tall, when it's good, when it's high, come on.
Dopey holds his breath. His eyes cross and his face changes colors. He springs high in the air, then thuds back down to earth, his head buried in his shirt.
Ain't he sweet?
Smells like a petunia.
He sure is cute.
Go away, dear Lippersit.
The dwarfs throw Grumpy in the tub, then run to the house. Now a hazy moon hovers beside the queen's castle. Its stone walls and red pointed towers crown a steep mountain. One window glows yellow. Inside, the queen holds the box with the dagger and heart-shaped lock.
Magic mirror on the wall. Who now is the fairest one of all?
Over the seven jeweled hills, beyond the seventh fall, in the cottage of the seven dwarfs, dwells Snow White, fairest one of all.
Snow White lies dead in the forest. The huntsman has brought me proof. Behold her heart.
Snow White still lives, the fairest in the land. Is the heart of a pig you hold in your hand.
The heart of a pig? Then I have been tricked.
The queen's yellow-green eyes flash open. As she rushes from the room, brown, toothy rats watch her. She glides down a winding stone staircase. The blood-red lining of her cape ruffles against the deep purple of her gown. Rushing across a dungeon, she passes a skeleton and an open mummy case full of cobwebs. She enters a laboratory. Her pet raven looks alarmed.
The heart of a pig. The blundering fool. I'll go myself to the dwarf's cottage in a disguise so complete no one will ever suspect.
She takes down a book called Disguises.
Now, my beauty into ugliness. Change my queenly raiment to a peddler's cloak. Mummy dust. To make me old. To shroud my clothes the black of night.
She pours black liquid into a glass.
To age my voice, an old hag's cackle.
As she turns up the flame beneath a glass vessel, red liquid boils and drips into her glass.
To whiten my hair, a scream of fright.
A drop of white liquid becomes the gaping face of a ghost.
A blast of wind to fan my hate. A thunderbolt. Mix it well.
Lightning flashes in her drink.
Now, begin thy magic spell.
The queen admires her beautiful face in the side of the glass. She drinks the green concoction. Dropping the glass, she grabs her throat. Light flashes. The room grows blurry and begins to spin. Her long black hair slips out from under a tight hood and blows in a gust of wind. Then it fades from black to gray to stark white.
Look! My hands!
Her slender, well-manicured fingers grow bony and sharp like claws.
My voice. My voice.
The queen is now a hunched, ugly old woman.
Perfect disguise.
The black-winged raven hides inside the skull.
And now, a special sort of death for one so fair.
She consults another book.
Ah! A poisoned apple. Sleeping death. Oh, one taste of the poisoned apple, and the victim's eyes will close forever. In the sleeping den.
The old hag grins. Back at the dwarf's cottage, the animals stand at an open window, bobbing up and down. Inside, Snow White sits on a stool, clapping and smiling brightly as the dwarfs entertain her. Dopey and Happy hook arms and swing in a circle. Bashful plays the accordion, while Sneezy plays banjo. Doc plucks a bass and sings. Bashful. Sneezy. Dopey watches Sneezy's Adam's apple bounce. Grumpy sits at a pipe organ. Each pipe is lined with the hand-carved faces of animals. Their mouths open and close as Grumpy presses the keys. Now Happy.
I'd like to dance and tap my feet, but they won't keep in rhythm. You see, I washed them both today, and I can't do nothing with them.
Oh, hum, the tootie's not the worst of being a thing. Isn't this a silly song for anyone to sing?
Happy dances, then curtsies to Snow White. Dopey plays the drums. Happy and Sneezy push Bashful into the middle of the room. He turns bright red, blinks shyly at Snow White, and covers his face with his beard. Grumpy scowls and pounds the organ.
I chased a polecat up a tree, way out upon a limb. And when he got the best of me, I got the worst of him.
Oh, I'm the two feet down, the worst of me, the thing. This is the silly song for anyone to sing.
As Dopey steps forward with a cymbal, Snow White kicks it. Happy yodels, and Snow White joins in. Lounging in a chair, Sleepy plays a wooden flute, then yawns. A fly zips into his mouth. Doc approaches Snow White with a bow. She stands up, takes his hand, and dances with him in a merry circle. As Dopey taps the drums, a fly lands on his ear. He tries to hit it with his drumsticks. The fly escapes. Dopey's eyes cross, and he pants in exhaustion. Now the fly lands on Sleepy's nose. As he lifts an arm to swat it, Dopey places a cymbal in his hand. He misses the fly and smacks himself in the face. His whole head vibrates. All the animal mouths on the bottom row of the organ get stuck open. Grumpy swipes them closed. A wooden chick pops out of an egg and chirps. Snow White lifts the hem of her skirt so she won't trip as she dances. Bashful holds up the corners of his beard. Dopey climbs onto Sneezy's shoulders. Dopey hooks his foot under Sneezy's nose to stop him from sneezing. Now Dopey buttons Snow White's coat around his shoulders. It covers him and Sneezy, making them look like one tall person instead of two short ones. Skipping across the floor, they bow to Snow White. Dopey loses his balance. Just as he's about to fall, Sneezy reaches out from under the coat. He grabs the back of Dopey's trousers and stands him up again. Together, the two dwarfs are just the right size to dance with Snow White. As she takes Dopey's hand and skips, Sneezy skips too. He peeks out the bottom half of the coat to watch her feet. Duck plucks a mandolin. Snow White holds up one arm, looks over her shoulder, and turns in place. Sneezy runs to spin around her. Now Snow White steps back. Dopey raises his arms in the air while Sneezy jumps from side to side. It looks like her partner is kicking up his heels. Suddenly, Dopey's silly grin fades. He gapes down at Sneezy. While Snow White covers her ears, the other five dwarfs hide behind the organ. The animals in the window duck outside. Snow White's coat grows fat like a balloon. Dopey shoots out the top, and the coat deflates. It sinks down around Sneezy's shoulders, and he grins. Dopey sits on a ceiling beam and waves with his big floppy ears.
That was fun.
Now you do something.
Well, what shall I do?
Tell us a story.
Yes, tell us a story.
A true story.
A love story.
Well, once there was a princess.
Was the princess you?
And she fell in love.
Was it hard to do?
It was very easy. Anyone could see that the prince was charming. The only one for me.
Was he strong and handsome?
Was he big and tall?
There's nobody like him. Anywhere at all.
Did he say he loved you?
Did he steal a kiss?
He was so romantic, I could not resist.
The dwarfs gather around Snow White. She sits by the fire on a hand-carved wooden chair.
Someday my prince will come. Someday we'll meet again. And away to his castle we'll go. To be happy forever, I know.
Grumpy pouts by the organ. A drowsy sleepy sits up suddenly. The dwarfs all stare dreamily at the lovely Snow White. Now a clock shaped like a house reads 11. A carved squirrel on its roof hammers a golden acorn.
Oh, my goodness! It's past bedtime. Go right upstairs to bed.
Snow White leads the dwarfs toward the stairs.
Wait! Hold on there, men.
The princess will sleep in our beds upstairs.
But where will you sleep?
Oh, we'll be quite comfortable down here in...
In a pig's eye.
In a pig's eye? A sty. No, no, I mean, we'll be comfortable. Won't we, man?
Oh, yes,
mighty comfortable.
Now, don't you worry about us.
We'll be all right, ma'am.
Dopey tiptoes toward the only pillow downstairs.
Well, if you insist. Good night.
Good night, princess.
Dopey lies on a bench and snuggles into the pillow.
You're sure you'll be comfortable?
Oh, yes. Very comfortable.
Well, pleasant dreams.
Pleasant dreams.
The other dwarfs dive on Dopey.
No! Now, man, don't get excited. Remember, share alike.
The others each grab an edge of the pillow. As they pull, it rips open and feathers float down through the air. Dopey catches one. He lies in on the bench and tests it for bounciness. Then he snuggles his cheek against it and sleeps. Upstairs.
Bless the seven little men who have been so kind to me. And may my dreams come true. Amen. Oh, yes. And please make Grumpy like me.
Women.
Grumpy lies in a soup pot hanging near the fireplace. He finds a spoon behind his back.
A fine kettle of fish.
He throws the spoon and spits at the fire. As it flashes and dies down, Grumpy scans the room. Bashful lies asleep in the bottom drawer of a cabinet. Above him, the doors to a cupboard swing open. Inside, Happy lies snuggled against a pile of dishes. As he breathes in, the cupboard doors close. Doc snoozes in the rough wooden sink by the window. He lies with his face right under the faucet. As he breathes in, a drop of water falls into his mouth. Meanwhile, Dopey has company on his wooden bench. He lies on his side with his right hip serving as a pillow for Sleepy. Dreaming, Dopey kicks his legs and wakes up Sleepy, who pokes him. Dopey settles down. Sleepy picks up Dopey's rump and rearranges it like a pillow. Then he lies on his back, leans against Dopey, and falls asleep. Sneezy rests on a woodpile using his long white beard as a blanket. As a blue fly buzzes down and lands on his nose, Sneezy reaches up through his beard and swats it away. The fly returns, walks in circles on Sneezy's nose, then settles down to sleep. Outside, the forest is still. The thatched roof of the dwarf's cottage is reflected in a tiny stream. Now smoke swirls in the queen's laboratory. She dips an apple into a boiling cauldron of thick green soup.
Dip the apple in the brew. Let the sleeping death seep through.
As she lifts it out, a slimy gook sticks to the apple peel. Then it slowly drips away, forming the hollow eyes and nose of a skull's face.
Look! On the skin, the symbol of what lies within. Now turn red to tempt Snow White to make her hunger for a bite.
She turns to the raven.
Have a bite!
It flaps its wings and jumps away.
It's not for you. It's for Snow White. When she breaks the tender peel to taste the apple in my hand, her breath will still, her blood congeal. Then I'll be fairest in the land. But wait. There may be an antidote. Nothing must be overlooked.
She flips through a large book.
Oh, here it is. The victim of the sleeping death can be revived only by love's first kiss. Love's first kiss. No fear of that. The dwarfs will think she's dead. She'll be buried alive.
The raven flaps its wings in fear, then ducks behind a skull as the queen places the poisoned apple in a basket of fruit.
Buried alive!
She climbs down through a trap door and closes it. Below, a skeleton reaches out of a cell toward a water pitcher.
Thirsty? Have a drink!
The queen kicks the pitcher. A spider scuttles out and the skeleton's shoulder collapses into bony pieces. The queen is still dressed in the hooded black cloak of the peddler woman. A large lump sticks up between her shoulder blades and causes her to bend forward like a hunchback as she walks. She scurries across the gray stone floor and steps into a small boat. Carefully putting down her basket, she uses a long pole to push on the bottom of the river and glide forward. Later, she floats out of a dark tunnel and lands her boat among a stand of thick reeds. She peeks through the tall green plants and looks around. Her white eyes bulge above a hooked nose and a half-smiling mouth. Seeing no one, she waddles out of the reeds and slips away in the misty darkness. Now, at the dwarf's cottage, the animals stir. Doc steps out, followed by Snow White.
Now, don't forget, my dear, the old queen's a sly one, full of witchcraft. So beware the strangers.
Don't worry. I'll be all right.
She kisses his head.
See you tonight.
Yes. Come on, man.
Bashful steps forward and takes off his green hat.
Be awful careful, because if anything had happened to you, I...
Goodbye.
Oh, gosh.
Bashful blushes.
Disgusting.
And be sure to watch out.
Sneezy stands in the doorway.
Watch out.
She kisses his head.
Thanks.
Dopey tugs on Snow White's dress. Sneezy's blast knocks Dopey back inside, but he returns with his lips puckered and ready for a kiss. Snow White uses his ears like handles and tips his face forward. She kisses his totally bald head, and he staggers away. Suddenly, Dopey stops and grins. He jumps into the house through a window and reappears in the doorway.
All right. But that's the last...
Again, he zips around and through.
Oh, go on, run along.
Hi-ho, hi-ho.
Inside, Grumpy cleans his forehead in front of a mirror. He marches out to Snow White.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Now, I'm warning you. Don't let nobody or nothing in the house.
Why, Grumpy, you do care.
He struggles, but lets her kiss his head. He stomps away, pulling on his floppy brown hat. Slowly, his face melts into a grin, and he pauses. With a bashful blink, he looks over his shoulder. Snow White blows a kiss. He bristles, then marches right into a tree. He walks away and falls into the stream at the edge of the forest. Popping up from the water, he smacks his head on a low bridge.
Bye, Grumpy!
He sticks his nose in the air and trudges up a bank. Elsewhere, a log lies fallen across a river near a waterfall. The queen hobbles over it.
The little man will be away, and she'll be alone. With a harmless old peddler. A harmless old peddler woman.
Two vultures on a branch smile at each other, then fly off after the queen. In the cottage, the animals watch Snow White make a pie.
Someday my prince will come.
A bird sprinkles flour with its tail. Snow White rolls the dough flat and lays it on top of the pie. As she trims the dough, a bird flies away with the scraps. Two birds press the edges of the pie together by hopping around the plate. One bird spells out grumpy with the extra dough. The queen appears at the window.
All alone, my pet?
Why, yes, I am, but...
The little men are not here?
No, they're not.
Make it pies.
Yes, gooseberry pies.
It's apple pies that make the men folks' mouths water. Pies made from apples like these.
She holds up the poisoned apple.
Oh, they do look delicious.
Yes, but wait till you taste one, dearie.
Outside, the animals hide. The vultures grin.
Like to try one? Mm-hmm. Go on, have a bite.
The birds flap and flutter around the queen. She covers her face with her arms and backs away. As Snow White shoos the birds back into the trees, the queen gets up and brushes off the apple.
There. I'm sorry.
Oh, my heart. Oh, my poor heart. Take me into the house and let me rest. A drink of water, please.
The birds, squirrels, and chipmunks all hurry to the window to look inside. As Snow White walks to the sink for a cup of water, the queen hugs her apple with an evil grin. The animals see her and look at each other in fear. Suddenly, they all turn and run off into the woods. Several long-legged deer lead the pack. The turtle does its best to hurry along behind its companions.
Hi-ho, 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 hi-ho.
Now the dwarfs arrive at the mine. Each one carries a pickaxe over his shoulder. The animals skid down a hill and across a stream. At the mine, Sneezy, Grumpy, Happy, and Bashful pull a cart toward the entrance. Doc sees the animals and stops short.
Hey, look!
As the other dwarfs crash into him, the animals surround them. Using their paws and beaks and muzzles, the animals poke and pull at the dwarfs.
What ails these crazy
critters? They bumped from that.
Yeah, they could do that.
Seven birds pull on Sneezy's beard. They lose their grip, but try again.
And because you've been so good to poor old Granny, I'll share a secret with you. This is no ordinary apple. It's a magic wishing apple.
A wishing apple?
Yes. One bite, and all your dreams will come true.
Really?
Yes, girlie. Now, make a wish, and take a bite.
Inside the mining cart, Sleepy yawns.
Maybe the old queen's got Snow White.
The queen!
Snow White! The queen will kill her! We gotta save her!
Yes, we gotta save her!
She'll kill her!
What do we do? Yes, what do we do?
Come on!
Grumpy waves for everyone to follow, then rides away on a deer. Bashful leaps onto another, then helps Sneezy up behind him. Happy hangs onto his deer, sometimes riding upside down.
Wait for me! Wait for me!
A deer runs up behind Doc, lowers its head, and scoops him up on its back. Dopey hangs onto the tail of another deer. As they all speed up a hill, they knock over the turtle, who is still plodding toward the mine.
There must be something your little heart desires. Perhaps there's someone you love.
Well, there is someone.
I thought so. Old Granny knows a young girl's heart. Now take the apple, dearie, and make a wish.
The queen hands the apple to Snow White.
I wish.
That's it. Go on.
The dwarfs and animals charge over a fallen log. Then, sliding down a steep cliff, they race through the forest and leap across the open space between two high banks.
And that he will carry me away to his castle, where we will live happily ever after.
Fine! Now take a bite.
The dwarfs clutch sticks broken off from trees.
Don't let the wish grow cold.
Oh, I feel strange.
Breath. We're still.
The queen rubs her bony hands together.
Blood congeal.
She makes a fist. A smile creeps onto her face, and Snow White falls to the ground. The apple rolls onto the floor, and lightning flashes.
He vanished in the land!
The queen hobbles out the front door into a drenching rain. She spots the dwarfs and animals speeding toward her. She runs off into the woods. Grumpy stops in front of the cottage and points.
There she goes!
As the fearless riders charge, two hook-beaked, pink-faced vultures look down from a tree. They flap their long black wings and join the chase. The queen tangles with some ropes hanging from a tree, then runs on. She climbs up a rocky slope through pouring rain. Close behind her, Grumpy reaches the slope.
After her!
He and all the other dwarfs jump off their deers, who stay behind on the flat ground. The dwarfs scramble up the slope after the queen. As she glances behind her at the angry mob, her eyes bug out and she jumps in fear. Near the top of the slope, her hand reaches up from behind a rock and grabs a branch. She pulls herself up onto a flat surface. At the top of the high rock tower, she glances around in terror. The two vultures land, and the queen wedges a long stick under a boulder. She tries to roll it on the dwarfs by lifting it with a stick.
I'll get you! I'll crush your bones! Now!
Suddenly, lightning cracks the cliff beneath the queen's feet. She falls backward. The stick under the boulder snaps, and the giant rock falls backward too, right after the queen. As she disappears, the dwarfs look over the edge of the cliff, and the two vultures jump up from their perch. With wings outstretched, they glide slowly downward in spiraling turns. Then they fade away in the blur of the rain. Now inside the cottage, the dwarfs kneel and pray around the body of Snow White, tears dripping down their faces. Snow White lies face up on a platform, her eyes closed, her head resting on a pillow. Tall candles rise up on either side of her, and a white sheet covers her stomach and legs. Grumpy holds the back of a chair and covers his face. Doc puts an arm around Dopey, who buries his face against Doc's chest. At the window, two deer, a rabbit, a raccoon, a chipmunk, and a squirrel peer inside. They hang their heads in sadness and blink back tears from their large, wide eyes. Heavy, unending rain falls from the dark, unhappy sky. It pours down from the thatched straw roof of the dwarf's cottage and forms puddles all over the soggy ground. Now a tree branch hangs down against the powdery blue of a clear sky. Dry leaves fall away, and snow covers its bare bark. Words appear in storybook script, so beautiful, even in death, that the dwarfs could not find it in their hearts to bury her. They fashioned a coffin out of glass and gold and kept eternal vigil at her side. The prince, who had searched far and wide, heard of the maiden who slept in the glass coffin. Petals fall from dainty pinkish-white flowers on the tree branch. Far below, they land on the curved glass cover of Snow White's coffin. The forest animals stare in at her lovely face. Each one holds a flower in its mouth. Now the dwarfs approach. Doc and Happy open the coffin's lid. Grumpy places a bouquet of flowers on Snow White's chest. The others place them on the grass surrounding her. They all back away and kneel in prayer. Then the prince appears. He stands on a hillside, holding his hat in his hands.
Once my heart keeps singing of one love only for you.
The prince wears gray tights, a white blouse with a blue tunic and a red cape. The dwarfs step out of his way as he walks towards Snow White's coffin, bends down, and kisses her tenderly on the lips. The dark-haired prince kneels on one knee and leans his head in the crook of his arm. The dwarfs kneel again and stare sadly at the ground. Then, Snow White's eyes flicker open. She stretches sleepily and drops her bouquet. Bashful is the first to notice her movement. His eyes flash open in delighted surprise. The other dwarfs look up, and so do all the forest animals. Snow White sits up, and the prince springs to his feet. As she opens her arms, he scoops her up in a joyful embrace. Dopey does backflips. The other dwarfs and the animals jump and flutter across the meadow, then follow the prince. He carries Snow White up the hill and sits her on his white horse. Then he lifts Bashful up for a kiss from Snow White.
Goodbye.
She smiles as the prince picks up Grumpy.
Goodbye, Grumpy. Goodbye.
She kisses his forehead. Now Doc, Sneezy, and Happy all appear at once. Each one gets a peck on the head. As usual, he offers his lips, but she kisses his head.
Goodbye!
The prince leads the horse up a grassy path. Snow White blows a kiss to the waving dwarfs and the animals. As they leave the forest, the prince's cape billows. Snow White sits up straight and tall in the saddle, and they walk toward an orange-yellow sunset. On the hillside, they stop to stare at the sky. A glimmering golden fairy tale castle appears. Now, words in a storybook read, "And they lived happily ever after." The book closes. A title reads, "The End." This film has been described for blind and visually impaired audiences by Descriptive Video Service, WGBH Boston. Described by Lisa Benjamin and Corey Couture. Descriptions read by Francis Kelly. Major funding provided by the United States Department of Education. A logo appears, Walt Disney Pictures.